Bash Nation! Yeah. Y'all ready to get this party started?
For the real ones.
Well, I know I am, but before we do, we gotta check in with our West Coast crew, Heidi, Frank, and Chewy. What up?
What's up, everybody?
All right, coming up, you may be surprised to hear what performance-enhancing drug former NFL star Chad Ochocinco took to make him hard to beat.
Ooh,
and
Lord.
What did Houston Rockets player P.J. Tucker have to take with him to the NBA bubble in Orlando? But first, Heidi, what you got?
Well, Brad, Beyonce dropped her visual album over the weekend called Black is King. It's a huge hit, obviously. And one fan was saying, "Hello from the other side."
Settle down, Adele. Thank you.
Now, Adele, who is admittedly a big Beyonce stan, shared this pic where she's twinning with her idol on TV. She said, "Thank you, Queen, for always making us all feel so loved through your art."
Yeah,
now, Brett, Adele beat out Beyonce for the Album of the Year Grammy in 2017. And even at the time when she won, she said that Beyonce deserved to win. So you think she's trying to make up for that, or this is just legit fandom?
No, I think this is legit fandom. I think she genuinely loves Beyonce. We all do. Of course, she loves her.
Portia, would you ever try to copy one of her looks, one of Beyonce's looks?
Hell yeah, she would kill it, too.
Listen, thank you, Brett. Listen, Beyonce wore more than 10 looks, and she killed every single one. I've just been over here finding fabric in the house that I could put together enough of my head, enough of my outfit, because I just want to be like Beyonce. Like, it was ridiculous. I'm going to be honest. I only saw parts of it, but it was like overwhelming how amazing it was. Just the outfit, the style, the energy that I did get. So, hell yeah, I'm going to be finding some African fabric to put on my body, honey. Yes.
Portia just got to deflate some of her booty, honey, to look like Beyonce.
Shoot, Beyonce, me and her look the same size, honey. We've been eating good, living good, baby. Get you some.
They grass-fed, honey.
Okay, during the pandemic, a lot of businesses can seem to stay afloat, and one of them being the XFL Football League. They filed for bankruptcy earlier this year.
Oop.
But you know what?
No.
Never fear, The Rock is here. Just hours before the league was scheduled to be sold in auction, Dwayne and his ex-wife slash business partner, Danny Garcia, along with Redbird Capital, bought the league, y'all, for $15 million. Wow.
Go ahead, baby. That's a good deal.
It's like ballers in real life. Right?
That's putting your money where your mouth is. Yes.
I know. And yo, head crack, he bought the league for $15 million, and he bought his Georgia home for $9.5 million, so it only cost him 1.5 houses. Is that a good deal in Atlanta and Georgia? Is that a good deal, bro?
Man, it's a good deal for a house, but far as this whole league, like, here's the thing. Like, you know, there's a reason why it's being sold. Like, if someone walked up to you right now and said, "Chewy, you have 10 seconds to name 5 XL teams, or you're going to do life in prison. Today would be the last day we saw you."
I'm going to prison. I love y'all, and I love my, please take care of my mom.
What is XFL? Is that like before you get to the NFL? What is it?
It's like a bunch of retired guys.
It's filed for bankruptcy 17 times.
Is it the same as arena football?
No.
Oh.
It's not arena. No, it's totally
outside.
Different.
It's in stadiums.
You know, I think we missing a point. How dare he buy a team with his ex-wife and he got Jennifer Lopez sitting there, honey? I don't like that, honey. She need to watch that situation, honey.
Who are you talking about?
You're talking about A-Rod.
This is
The Rock.
So you're saying they all look alike.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's The Rock.
Oh, The Rock.
They look the same if you're racist.
This tea is too hot. Done burnt your brain this morning.
Well, it looks like The Bachelorette, which has currently been shooting for like the past 2 weeks, may have to recast their lead. Yes, Claire Crawley was announced as The Bachelorette, and with less than 2 weeks into filming, she reportedly fell so hard for one of the contestants, one of the Bachelor guys, that she didn't want to film with anybody else. So in two weeks, she's like, "All right, here's the rose. Ask me to marry me."
You know why? She's 39. She's like, "TikTok. I can't wait to roll them seeds.
Exactly.
I like him. Let's go.
She's 39. Right. She could be dead in 2 weeks. She's got to get married right now.
My biological clock is ticking.
Well, so allegedly, previous Bachelor contestant, Tayshia Adams, has been brought in to take over as the Bachelorette. A few days ago, Tayshia dropped a very cryptic post on the gram saying, "The eye is always caught by light, but shadows have more to say." Well, whatever that meant. But producer Julie LaPlaca, she commented with hearts and a fire emoji. And the official Bachelor Nation account commented with praise hands emojis. You know, praise hands. So praise fans are thinking this is a confirmation. Now, if this is true, Tayshia would be the second Black Bachelorette after Rachel Lindsay.
That's right.
Also, yeah, you mentioned Claire is 39. Tayshia is 29. So, Portia, yeah, maybe the show's trying to be more diverse, but do you think that Tayshia, you know, because she's younger, they chose her as well, or both?
Let me tell you something about Tayshia, honey. All me and my Decatur girls, all of me and my Decatur girls are going to be tuned in for Tayshia, honey, okay?
Okay.
She about to set this bitch off, okay? She going to be telling them about, you can get the hell on. I don't want you. You need to pay some bills. You need to come through correct. She going to be snapping. I am ready for her. Let me tell you, I got my popcorn I never watched before, but I'm going to be watching now.
Well, looks like things seem to be getting better for our girl Tamar Braxton now. She just announced her engagement on social media to her boyfriend David DeFiso. So Tamar posted a video of her and David celebrating the happy occasion, along with a lengthy caption about her love for him and how thankful she is for him saving her life recently after her nearly fatal overdose, referring to him as her angel on earth. Now, and by the looks of it, it looks like that we late to the party, because Tamar wrote, "Although I've been said yes in this old video, now and then I couldn't imagine what life would be like if you weren't by my side." How about that?
Wait a second. So is she saying that they've been engaged this whole time, but she just was in the closet about it?
I guess so. You know, I guess, you know, some things she was holding on to for her reality show, which doesn't really look like it might happen, at least not in the way we thought it was going to happen, because there's something going on behind the scenes. So I guess she gave that to the public now to have.
Yeah, this is really sweet. Now, Gary, what do you think about this surprise engagement? Well, a surprise for us. She's been engaged. What do you think about the secret engagement?
Girl, please, honey. I'm so sick of these reality people, honey. Girl, if you engage, girl, we don't care to know now. I mean, nobody. You got to placate these men when they have a little self-esteem that's a little lower to make them feel good, honey, because people have been talking about it. So now you're saying you're engaged. You came out of a near-fatal overdose and you're engaged.
Wait a minute. I'm confused. Why would you say we don't care when clearly she's a reality star, because we care about her life, her personal life, what's going on? We absolutely want to know. Yes, listen, you wanted to know every detail that was going bad and the drama. Yes. So yes, we want to know the positive as well. And this is a beautiful thing because she is opening up to us in a great positive way. Hell yeah, we want to know.
Up next, find out what Chad Ochocinco used to be unstoppable on that football field. We'll tell you after the break. Dish
Nation. Computer systems in cars are the new normal. From electronically controlled transmissions to touchscreen displays to dozens of sensors, I don't know about you, but I know I can't fix any of these new features myself, so when something breaks, it could cost a fortune. That's why I have CarShield. I love how easy it is to get help from CarShield when you need it the most. Just last week, a friend of mine thanked me for telling him about CarShield because it saved him thousands of dollars. Now, CarShield gives you options that others won't. They also offer complimentary 24/7 roadside assistance and a rental car while yours is being fixed, so you can drive with confidence knowing that you got coverage from one of the best names in the game, America's number one auto protection company, CarShield. For as low as $99 a month, you can protect yourself from surprises and save thousands for a covered repair. Call 800-CAR-6000 and mention code DISH, or visit CarShield.com and use the code DISH to save 10%. That's CarShield.com, code DISH. A deductible may apply.
Dish Nation. Well, Gary, it seems like those blue diamonds, a.k.a. the blue pill, some men love, is the secret to former NFL player Chad Johnson, a.k.a. Ochocinco's success, y'all. Chad shared on Twitter with fans that he took Viagra before every game as a way to boost his performance, making him stronger and harder to tackle. Now, according to a study in 2006, Viagra contains a drug called sildenafil, which is intended to increase blood flow by opening up the blood vessels and other surrounding muscles, which improves an athlete's aerobic output and, get this, a drug that's not even banned.
Okay.
Hey, Craig.
Yo.
Right? What are your thoughts on this? I mean, should Chad have used Viagra to give him an edge or what?
You know what? A lot of people are doing a whole bunch of unsafe things like juicing. So if you could do this and it's legal, why like not,
me.
Right?
Like me.
You also should probably use it in basketball, too, because who would want to D up against a guy who's up?
You'll get D'd up.
Okay, Head Crack, so Chewy, does this make you want to pop some blue diamonds to keep you performing at your best, darling, on Dish Nation?
You bet not.
You know what? I never took any performing-enhancing drugs while I played football. I think that's why I didn't make it past college. But to keep up with y'all every single day, I think I do need some extra blood flowing to my brain and my head. So, yeah, I might consider this. Yes. Yeah.
But Chewy, you don't have to keep up with us like that, okay? We don't even see any of that. Remember, the show is from here up.
No, okay. I'm talking about my head that's on my shoulders, between my shoulders, Porsche. That's
All right, y'all. Well, politicians may want to start recording their own music for their campaign events because these musicians are fed up, right? Wow. So word is people like Mick Jagger, Lionel Richie, Elton John, and Sia, as well as some other big artists, have signed a letter asking Republicans and Democrats to stop playing their music at campaign or political events without their consent. Mm. Now, the reason for this is pretty obvious. You know, a lot of artists don't want their fans to assume that they're supporting a particular candidate if they're really not. And I think that's pretty fair.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But based on this, like, Kanye West is probably the only person who, like, can run for president and still, like, rock out and play whatever he wants.
And use his own,
Just imagine if this was all voted by versus battle, right? So, Brad, do you agree you think politicians should have to ask ahead of time, or you think it's good promo?
Absolutely, they should have to ask, because one, I might not be promoting you as a candidate, and two, I'm gonna need my check. If you using my likeness or anything that I've created, did I get a royalty check for? I need my coin.
Yeah, that's true.
So now, Portia, my thing is, though, girl, so now you didn't sign a paper or anything. I mean, would you give them permission to play Flatline? Because Flatline, baby, is a hit. So.
Oh, yeah, sure enough is, baby. And no, I would not be giving my permission because I do stand with my fellow A-plus artists, you know, Elton John. I stand with Elton John, and we will not be used,
amongst
okay?
the legends.
Yes. Yes.
Y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time!
Ladies, do you want ultra-smooth, silky hair with the touch of a button? Then you have to try the Infinity Gold Blower Brush. This brush's unique design combines the powerful airflow of a dryer with the smoothing benefit of a brush-in-one tool, y'all. Plus, it helps protect your hair from heat-related damage so you can get smooth, frizz-free styles and fast results every time.
Ooh, now this is fancy, honey. Will it work on my hair?
Well, Gary, maybe if you had hair, but for those of you that do, it'll dry, smooth, and style your hair up to 80% faster than your normal routine. Also, the brush has the technology to retain hair moisture and give you an added boost, resulting in silky, shiny hair.
Oh, wow, Brad. How much is it?
Well, Portia, usually this blower brush has been seen as high as $150, but for our Dish Nation viewers, it's just
$25.
Yes, just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, up next, find out which NBA star needed to be more stylish than Gary in the NBA bubble. Woo, what?
Oh.
We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, they say that women always overpack when they're going away on a trip, but there is one guy in the universe that may have outdone all of us ladies, and that guy's name is P.J. Tucker. He's a Houston Rockets player, and the NBA is on lockdown right now, so they're all in Orlando. And P.J. made sure that he brought as many outfit options into the NBA bubble as possible. Now,
why? Because you're inside the bubble. Where are you going to go? There's no place to go.
Yeah. Okay.
Listen to this. This is insane. He told GQ that he brought 103 pairs of sneakers with him to Orlando and is receiving daily shipments. PJ said his style is a part of his lifestyle and preparation to get ready to play in the game. So he like gets changed.
So he just like changes and walks around his room, just walks from corner to corner in different shoes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Every time he passes the mirror in his room, he's in a different
outfit. Time to change.
I love it. I love it.
No, but let me tell you something, honey. I love my fashions, honey, and I love my shoes. What I'm thinking is either he grew up very poor, honey, so now he have all the shoes that he's always wanted,
right,
or he live in a real bad neighborhood, honey, where they break in and steal all your stuff. So he brought it all with him. Because that's the only thing I can think about, because that's just ridiculous. Same. Like we said, you can't go anywhere in the damn bubble. Hell, look how I feel at home. I ain't worn my shoes in 5 months. So, no, that's not cute.
I know.
I'm just starting to wear a pair of pants. The only reason my bottom is covered today is because I have on a dress. Normally, I don't have on no shoes, pants, or nothing. Just whatever the camera gonna damn see.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right.
He's tripping.
Hand down.
He is tripping.
Hand down, please. Let's go. I want to see some stuff here.
All right, y'all. It's time for...
Blast it or trash it.
All right. Emmy-nominated Succession star Nicholas Braun, who plays Cousin Greg on the show, has dropped a new song and a video that the world may or may not be ready for. It's about the coronavirus, and the song is called Antibodies. Take a look, y'all.
We're getting it again. If you come within 6 feet, it's mask on, mask on, mask on, mask on. But if you got antibodies, it's pants off, pants off, pants off, pants off.
To me about this is I watch Succession. If you haven't seen that show, it's
so
an amazing show. Ooh. And he is so, like,
so good.
Suit and tie, proper I'm Cousin Greg, like, all buttoned up guy. I would have never even known that this was him. I would have not known that.
Yeah, he's chill. He's pretty relaxed. Listen, he's bringing awareness. He's educating us. And he's letting us know that it's important for us to mask up. So mask up so we can get rid of this corona, y'all. Like, damn. What do you guys think?
I can't even knock the hustle. The song may not have been that great, but at the end of the day, his heart was in it. It was for a good reason. He's not talking about flossing and balling. Well, actually, he is talking about balling, but not that kind of balling.
Yeah, but, you know,
he's definitely trying to get people together. So I'm with
him. He's inspired me.
Yep, me too.
And you've never looked prettier.
Thank you.
All right, you guys, you're going to blast it or trash it? Let me know.
For The Cure, I will blast it.
I'm trashing it.
I think I gotta blast it. I'm blasting it.
Just wear your mask, people. Damn.
Coming up now is an Emmy in the future for one of the Dish Nation family. We'll explain when we come right back.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Hey! Welcome back, everybody. Love Instagram, and I was just a strolling, and guess what I came upon? Our very own head crack getting his acting on.
Yes, that's right.
I saw our boy head crack get his acting on. He was on the second season of the UMC series Fifth Ward, and we have a little sneak peek. So I'll let you guys see it. Take a look. Your SWAT team, honey.
I was very concerned. Very concerned.
Okay. HK, boy, you about to blow up like booyah.
Were you the guy from the YMCA? Was that the character?
Nah, that was the part you auditioned for. I was a SWAT team leader. I was making sure everybody was on point, doing what they needed to do. We got the job done.
You know somebody doing some serious acting when you can see a part of their face and you get all the emotions in just that little part of their face.
Now, you did mention that you were going to be getting an Emmy.
So we want to get a little sneak peek of that Emmy speech. What would you say if you won?
And first and foremost, I want to thank the Academy. I also want to thank all my congratulators. I also want to thank all my haters. I will see you later outside of the after party because you won't be able to get in. One time for the Dish Nation family. We do big things around here. Be sure you listen to the Morning Hustle, Monday through Friday, syndicated everywhere, in your face like Mace.
Yeah,
get it, baby.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.